In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I received a Facebook meme from a pastor, a colleague of mine, Henry, just last week, a couple weeks ago. And it was a short conversation between a mother and her kid. And mom, sounding like a mom, says, "Close the door. Were you born in a barn?" And the kid looks at her and says, "You know, if I had been, I think you would remember, Mom." Today we celebrate a bit of a barn dance. Every year for 2,000 years, we Christians, year after year, steady as we go, remember that night in the stable. St. Francis of Assisi started one enduring, endearing custom, creches, nativity scenes. We still embrace these tableaus with the barn, the stable. There's one now that we just ask God to bless on our behalf. There are within these, you can probably list it all out, common farm animals, cows, sheep, a donkey maybe, and straw. But to be accurate, not historically accurate, but kind of agriculturally accurate, some of that grass that had been mown should not be straw, but would have been hay. Straw is golden. Hay is green tinged. Straw is bristly, dried out. Hay is more supple, still a bit alive. Animals bed down on straw. They eat hay. They eat it on farms, often from slanted sort of holders. A manger. In fact, if any of you know French, I suspect a number of you do, manger in French means to eat. Hay makes a meal. A sip of wine and a taste of basic bread makes a curious, sustaining meal. There, in a manger, in a stable, naturally, conveniently for the mother and the swaddled babe is that supple, life-giving hay. And I mentioned the mother. There is the couple at the center of our story, Mary and Joseph. Now, a little background. The Romans have purposefully inconvenienced all the Jews by requiring them to return to their ancestral villages to restake their land shares and pay any tax upon them that the Romans decide is due. Joseph was from Bethlehem, and he and his heavily pregnant fiance Mary lived in Nazareth. It's way on the other side of Jerusalem, not an easy trek in the best of circumstances. All of Joseph's clan would have had to go to Bethlehem, kind of filling the place up. But for these two, the going was going to be slow. So by the time they arrived, all of the hostels and the inns were full. Full up likely with disgruntled people who were Joseph's kin, his clan. Doesn't it sometimes feel like a church? The building is kind of a barn, and people out in the world beyond it are disgruntled and feeling put upon. Does that have any familiarity at all? Well, Mary and Joseph took up an innkeeper's offer. The innkeeper didn't have any more rooms, but had place to offer to put animals up for the night, and so he offered a stable. They took him up where Mary gave birth. So St. Francis started the tradition of the live nativity scene. Animals wandering around, probably some hay and some straw. I'm sure they would have gotten it right. And some people enlisted to be Mary and Joseph and some shepherds and probably some magi. And that continues today in many apparitions, including one version of it, the beloved Christmas pageant. Now, you may not realize it, but we here have been rehearsing all year, weekly. Every Sunday, we've had a rehearsal where we congregate to give thanks to God incarnate, hear the sacred stories, join our voices in song with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, knowing that Christ Jesus has come among us. Now, you've all seen pageants this time of year. Likely you've participated. Pageants are the delight of grandparents. Having been a grandparent for about 6 years now, I know that. It's the duty of stage parents to get their kids there and get those old costumes out of the storage closet and help try on for size. It's the endurance of family that are here in town from distant lives. Pageants are now smartphone video bait, soon to be posted on Facebook or YouTube. Oh my, aren't they cute? How many 8-year-old girls yearn to be Mary, remembering that last year it was Becky who got to be Mary, and she shouldn't have been. It wasn't her turn. Now, on the other hand, 9-year-old boys reluctantly and playfully don Joseph's brown robe and that rope cincture. And that stage family, which is the pageant staged to embody that holy couple, somehow comes to life. Although it somewhat begs the question, what was the relationship between Mary and Joseph? They were engaged. Was that traditional for its time? Mary was a teen. So should we call on a teen to be her when we have these pageants? Or olive-skinned person, as Mary likely was, or somebody with a pale white face, maybe ebony skin, or beautiful Asian yellow, or native rouge. What does a mother look like? If you saw a woman out in the world, how could you look at her and tell she was a mother if she didn't have some little kids running around her? And even if she did, does that make her a mother? What does a mother look like? Well, look around you here. You know, perhaps look at yourself, you woman. Look at yourself in the eyes. What does it mean to be a mother? So, somehow or other, I suspect we can sense that for our pageant this evening, Mary is already here. And what we know about Joseph is that he earned his living by his hands, probably working with wood. So he might have been a master carpenter or a finished carpenter. The only clue we have is the word in Greek, techna. So he could have been a framing carpenter, could have been a day worker, the kind of person that you see at the hardware stores out in the parking lot, hoping that somebody will hire them for the next 8 hours and pay them in cash, just for a day's hard labor. What we hear of Joseph, he is dutiful, responsible. So how many responsible men or boys are among us here in this crowd? Guys good with your hands and accustomed to physical work. Who is it who should be and is Joseph in this pageant that we are putting on for ourselves and for all of heaven to see right now? Now for sheep, one congregation of mine a number of years ago enlisted each year small people, wriggly people. The costume, all that it consisted of was this white hat-like thing, which more than anything else looked like a woolly, fuzzy bathing cap with ears. Then it made you a sheep. You were already adorable for most of the ones they picked. The wrigglers are here somewhere, maybe not right tonight, maybe they're home in bed, but we've got them around. So we've got some animals. I believe that a lion and a lamb are patiently waiting for their entrance together just beyond the curtain. Oh, and angels, white garbed, wings of wire or cardboard or pure light. I sense that we have angels here today among us, above our heads, an ensemble that sings out. I sense that maybe with them is a great flock of birds, doves, or passenger pigeons with glinting, glistening shimmers, coruscating and murmurating all around among them and making the air shine. Shepherds will be here shortly, and the Magi will be along after a while by our calendar on January 6th. And they'll be a day late, but judging by their gifts, not a dollar short. Now, Jesus is already here. And that Facebook meme from Henry that I mentioned, were you born in a barn? Jesus was born in a barn. And he does always leave the door open. So here we are, sitting right here. We are the pageant. In the imaginations of our hearts, we are right there, celebrating Christmas. And we'll come to communion shortly, and then we'll all go home, and it'll be late on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, just a tick of the clock away. And everybody will laugh again. And when you go to bed, look out through your bedroom window, out into the moonlight and the unending smoke-colored snow. You may see the lights in the windows of all the other houses on your hill and hear the music rising from them up the long, steadily falling night. You turn down the lights, get into bed, say some words to the close and holy darkness, and sleep.